Chapter 28. It was night. Gorath could look up and see the stars, countless numbers of them, some glittering, others still and unwinking. His grandfather had shown him stars when he was small, hanging in the skies above the northern coast, brilliant and cold as blue ice. Not like these stars, some almost gold, warm-looking, suspended in the soft, dark moss-flower night. A thought occurred to the young badger. What was he doing here, lying in a depression formed by three hilltops? He recalled a star, like some huge flaming comet exploding inside his skull, then a black veil enveloping his mind. Two creatures were talking nearby, their voices almost muted. One sounded young, feminine.
But Tabora, he looks far too big and powerful to have fainted away, as you said.
The other voice was old and husky, with a rumble like far-off midsummer thunder.
See the scar. He has been sorely wounded some time ago. A dangerous thing for a warrior of the Bloodwrath. His rage overwhelmed him. He could not control the anger. It is well that we found him before his enemies did, Salixa. Try giving him a little water. He should be coming round. Not too much. Just a sip or two.
Gorath was fully awake, but he held his silence, allowing the one called Salixa to raise his head. He drank sparingly from the scallop shell, which was pressed to his lips. The water tasted cold and sweet. Sitting up slowly, Gorath could see he was west of the abbey, on top of one of the few rises which dotted the flatlands. Two badgers sat silently watching him. The old male gave a soft homespun cloak to the younger one, a slender badger maid. She draped it about Gorath's shoulders as the old one spoke.
We did not make fire for fear of being seen by foes.
Gorath felt the pitchfork lying nearby. He picked it up.
This is called Tongue. My name is Gorath. I fear no beast.
The old badger nodded.
I can see that you do not know fear, Gorath. This maid is my travelling companion. She is Salixa. I am called Tabora.
The young badger's eyes were wide at recognition.
Did you say Tabora?
The name leapt unbidden to Gorath's tongue. He detected a slight chuckle in the oldster's voice.
How does one so young know of the Tabora?
My grandmother used it often. If my grandfather and she were disputing anything and he won the argument, she'd say,
"Ha! You're becoming a real Tabora!"
Also, if I ever had a question that neither of them could answer, they'd tell me to wait until I met the Tabora and ask him.
The maid Salixa refilled the scallop shell with water, passing it to her elder, who merely wet his lips with it before replying.
We are different creatures, you and I, Gorath, each at opposite ends of the same scale. Once there were many badgers who were called Tabora. They devoted their lives to peace and the search for knowledge. There were also the warriors, those who were born with the Bloodwrath. As vermin conquerors arose throughout the lands, there was a need for more warriors and fewer wise beasts. I once had a brother. He was a Bloodwrath badger, just like you, Gorath. It is seasons out of mind since I last saw him. Being the warrior he was, his bones have probably long whitened under some far sun. But enough of my meanderings. Tell me, what roads in your short life have brought you here?